weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later. This is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
It is unofficial. The wind advisory 10 a.m. startup is official, but it is unofficial. This is a Trinity the Attack Puggle warning day for wind, because this little dog of ours could go flying down the road on a 55-mile-an-hour wind. No, really? Wouldn't that be awful?
Man, that'd be quite a sight heading to work and seeing that, huh?
I mean, garbage cans are big, right? They go tumbling down the street, but a puggle, I mean, come on now.
So I was working out this morning with Brian Matheny. You know,
it's Mark Forster here on WMUN, yeah?
And we were talking about the weather. He's like, what's supposed to happen today? So I just pulled up the radar. Uh-huh. Take a look at that.
Oh, that is biblical proportions.
I mean,
I'm thinking we need to get an ark.
Okay, let's do the play-by-play, because again, we're on radio, not video.
Okay,
there
ahead.
Is a green dot that is just around Muncie.
Uh-huh.
The rest of the East Central Indiana area has mm-hmm. snow, and down in Central Indiana, there's a thunderstorm. That's all in one.
Yeah. Now, thankfully, that's all rainish for now. It's not the snowish.
Right.
There's no chance of snow.
My phone is answering. Stop it!
So you don't have an iPhone?
No.
That's not Alexa, is it?
This is an Android.
Oh, okay. I was going to say Siri's for the iPhone. But anyway. By the way, that was back at 7 o'clock this morning, so we're not doing like a live weather report, but I pulled up the radar and I was like, I have never seen that before.
Mark Forster guesting in studio this morning to talk about, among other things, the Delaware County tourney. It has been a crazy week already.
It has.
And now it gets even crazier, because now we've whittled down to the best of the best for tonight's games and tomorrow's games. Tell us who's in it to win it still on the boys and girls side, etc.
Well, I invite fans as well to head to our X Twitter page, because last night we had a game winner in the first game of the semifinal of the girls. A steal at midcourt, and Delta got a lay-in with about 3 seconds to play. Jared Boomer was on the call of that one.
Mm-hmm.
So they are headed to the finals. So girls semifinals last night, Delta and Yorktown advance. How about that for a county championship?
Great.
Deciding factor. That happens tomorrow night at Delta High School. Tonight is the semifinals of the boys, and there's no complicated mess of telling you where to go or anything like that. It's right here.
Yeah.
It's right here and on video. Delta will face off against Westdale in game number one, 6 o'clock tip, and then the nightcap. I think this is the one that has everybody intrigued. Wapahani and Yorktown will be quite the matchup. They'll face each other in the regular season in about 3 weeks from now, very, very tough. It feels like, Steve, there's been three teams in the boys that everybody's had their eye on. And the county tournament draw just so happens two of them have to face each other in the semifinals before the final, and that's Wapahani and Yorktown.
You're going to get that, as Mark said, on radio right here, WMUN, tonight, doubleheader, and the video stream as well. Go to the Facebook or just save the bookmark for how to get to those feeds. A lot of people like watching the games and listening at the same time. That's
absolutely
pretty cool. You can replay it. You can share it out to grandparents or whoever worldwide so they can watch live or replay, whatever. Then the Saturday games will be also video streamed like we do everything high school-wise now. And the place to hear those two championship games moved because of Ball State coverage here on WMUN.
That's right. It's on Blake FM. So those games will start. The times for the games every single night have been the exact same, 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Now, that second game has been a little bit earlier in each of the nights we've had the doubleheaders, but they space them out just in case overtime and other deciding factors there.
So. Mark Forster, my guest. WMUN also has the Power Hour daily with Mr. Forster as the host. I heard you the other day talking about the Delaware County tourney and the notion of Muncie Burris and Muncie Central not being historically in the Delaware County tournament. What seems to be the public's feeling on that, maybe for future years to come, having them in the county tourney?
Very back and forth.
And again, it's
an interesting conversation. And I say conversation for a lot of people out there. It's a debate because they feel strongly one way or the other.
Sure.
And it's funny, when we brought that up the other day, and Zach Carter had a great story from the Ball State Daily News on it, getting different perspectives on it. I had about five or six fans that texted me. I had two to three athletic directors text me. Again, everybody's aware of this conversation, and when you bring it up, it's not just during the basketball tournament. It's during the volleyball tournament. I believe there's baseball, softball as well. So it's the county tournaments for all of them, not just basketball related.
Yep.
Don't include Burris and Central, and that's been a historic thing over the years. But I think a lot of what people bring up is over in Madison County, Anderson is a part of that county tournament. In Marion County, I believe that some of the city schools are part of that as well. So again, I think perspective and those sorts of things. It's back and forth, and I think it's an interesting conversation to have.
I'm going to go NFL on you right now. I don't know if you heard, the Colts didn't make the playoffs.
I was there. Did I tell you that?
Yes, I saw your pictures.
Yeah, it was great.
Braggart.
I was sitting on my couch at 4 o'clock, and one of my friends came through in the clutch.
Oh, was it last minute?
Oh, I literally said, hey, can you get ready in 10 minutes? I'm like, I'm just sitting here. I had turkey chili in the slow cooker, and I said to Tori, I said,
hey, you got to watch the chili,
I guess,
honey.
That's for
I
you.
Go.
I mean, I couldn't make it. I couldn't make that up if I tried,
so
Steve.
You got to pick one team right now today. Who wins the championship? Go.
Go. Ooh.
Come on.
Wow.
Come on.
Can I pick two?
No.
I can only pick one.
Yes.
I feel confident top to bottom, the San Francisco 49ers.
Really?
I do. I think they're the most complete team. But again, the most complete team doesn't always – if there's a team that I believe of the one seeds that will not make the conference championship – I think Baltimore could lose next weekend. I am not confident in Baltimore. Have felt that all season long. I don't know why I feel that way, Steve, but I'm not a fan of Baltimore. I don't know why.
Do me a favor. Just predict the Packers will not win this weekend, right?
They might.
Come on. Mom's listening in Minnesota. They we
might.
Hate the Packers. We can't help it.
You,
it's a bloodborne illness.
Ooh,
no, Vikings
it's strong.
Fan. Oh, no. You got to try. It's in the contract. As a Minnesotan, you must hate, not dislike. You must hate the Green
Bay
Packers.
Okay. What's your team?
I'm out of it.
Oh, you can't.
No,
you're
I don't care. No,
here's the
thing. Ask my beautiful wife, Nancy. Red zone's over.
Okay.
My favorite part of the NFL season. I don't know if I'll watch another game.
Okay.
I might watch the Super Bowl, I suppose.
You won't
I'm
watch
out.
Another game?
I don't think so.
You won't even watch part of it?
What? You know, I got other things to do.
Okay. But you didn't have other things to do during red zone. that's true.
That's a valid point. That's
hey,
valid
if we,
point.
if we have winter weather like this, it'll keep you inside, and you will be forced to watch.
Yeah,
football.
I got honey-do list. Last thing, Ball State University Cardinals. The dudes, 0-3 in the conference. I think
that's right.
That's not
right.
Fun.
Yeah.
But let's just talk about the women for a second. I think they're 13-2 or so. I can't remember. Holy cow.
Well, and here's – I said this yesterday, and look, I've never coached. I've talked to a lot of coaches, and I've asked a lot of questions. This is on a hunch and on an informed opinion, okay? Against Buffalo on Wednesday night, Ball State women's basketball won by 5. They trailed for the majority of that game but found a way to win. When you play your absolute best and blow out a really, really good team and make a statement, that's great. Mm-hmm. But when you don't have your best and you still win anyway, as a coach, I would imagine that feels even better. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of ways, I think that's how they felt on Wednesday night, just finding ways to win. I know it's a cliche, but in that case, it's got to make a coach feel great that you can win while not having your best.
Absolutely. So. Agreed. Mark Forrester, All Things Sports, etc. this afternoon and every day 4 to 5 on the Power Hour.
That's right.
We're contractually obligated to say it like that once an hour.
That's right.
Can you say it like that?
No, I have the
Give
voice.
It a try.
I have the voice guide.
Give it a try.
Power Hour.
Louder.
Power. You're over on a break, Steve. You got Tillman Clark coming up.
All
He's
right.
way more important than I am.
In a moment on WMUN.